各位一起打开圣经看马可福音。So let's turn our Bibles and look at Mark chapter 8. 马可福音第八章。And we're going to be looking at chapter 8 this morning. 今我们会先去看到下边十三节至到第十六节。But we're going to start in the middle at verse 13 to 16.跟住我哋会睇翻转头 ，and then we'll go back to get the background of the story。今日咧，我哋嘅圣经咧，我哋要睇到系两个唔同嘅心态。And from this passage this morning, we're going to be looking at two different attitudes。咁啊，有一个就耶稣嘅心态，就耶稣怜悯人嘅心。And the first is we see that Jesus had the attitude of mercy and compassion for people.跟住第二个心态咧，就系法利赛人挑剔人嘅心。And the second thing, we're going to look at the Pharisees and how they were being picky and condemning in their attitude. 咁我哋今日咧，唔知你系一个怜悯人嘅人，因为挑剔人嘅人。And are you a person of compassion this morning, or a person that picks on people and condemns people? 今日我哋睇得到咧，就系呢个咧，即系。神系俾我一好好嘅教导，系点样去有真正嘅信心嚟仰望主。And through these passages, we can see a good teaching on how we should have true faith in trusting in the Lord. So we're going to see in 13 to 16. So let's look at verse 13 to 16. 他就离开他们，又上船往海那边去了。门徒忘了带饼，在船上除了一个饼，没有别的食物。耶稣祝福他们说：你们要谨慎，防备法利赛人的敲和希律的敲。他们彼此议论说：这是因为我们没有饼吧？一起祈祷 ，Let's pray。主耶稣，我哋多谢你，我哋喺你嘅殿当中，我哋可以一起聚会，一起去祈祷。神，我哋求你今日咧，用你嘅圣经教导我哋，让我哋可以喺呢个经文当中更加明白你今日同我哋讲嘅意思。所以将以下嘅时间交托，求你使用孩子好清楚去表达你今日同我哋讲嘅道。我哋多谢主，奉耶稣名求， Amen。我啱啱读呢个经文，我哋睇到耶稣同门徒一个对话。And from these verses we just read, we see Jesus in a dialogue.With his disciples. 咁佢啱啱讲紧嗰日所发生嘅事 ，and it's actually the accumulation of what's been happening in that whole day. 因为嗰日咧，即系耶稣同门徒发生咗好多嘅唔同嘅经历 ，because in that day so many different things happened in their life. 咁啊，耶稣就喺度系回顾翻呢啲事咧，就提醒门徒 ，and so Jesus is like.Giving a recapitulation of what happened and giving a warning or an exhortation to the disciples. 但是门徒呢就不明白耶稣讲紧啲乜嘢。But the disciples didn't realize what Jesus was talking about. 佢系睇错咗佢嘅说话。And they misinterpreted what he was saying. 因为耶稣话要小心法利赛人嘅敲。佢就以为耶稣讲啊我哋冇带饼。Because Jesus said, be careful for the leaven of the Pharisees. And they thought, oh, Jesus is getting on our case because we didn't bring bread. 但是其实呢耶稣不是的。耶稣有另一个的意思。我们一阵间解释。But Jesus had a different meaning and we'll get into that in a minute. 那么如果我们要了解这里耶稣讲紧的事呢其实要跳回到第一节。And if we need to understand what Jesus is teaching, we have to go back to the first verse. So, 系有第一节一路到廿一节咧，我哋会睇到耶稣行神迹怜悯人。And so, from the first verse to the 21st verse, we'll see that Jesus worked miracles out of compassion. 亦都会睇到嗰啲领袖咧求神迹挑剔主。And we'll see that the leaders they were asking for a miracle.To be picking on the Lord. 跟住门徒呢见到神迹，但佢唔明白。But the disciples, they saw the miracles, but they didn't understand. 所以我哋睇到耶稣行神迹怜悯人，我哋睇第一节至到第三节。And so as Jesus worked miracles out of compassion, look back at verse 1 to 3. 那时有许多人聚集，并没有什么吃。耶稣叫门徒来说，我怜悯这众人。因为他们同我在这里已经三天，没也没有吃的了。 我若打发他们饿着回家，就必在路上困乏，因为其中有从远处来的。所以我们看到那天第一件事发生呢，就是这件事。 And so we see in the busy day that they had that day, the first thing that happened was this thing. 那你记得上个礼拜我们讲到呢，耶稣医治那个哑巴，是不是？ Do you remember last week we talked about Jesus healed the deaf and dumb man? 跟着因为耶稣医治他在这个地方，跟着所有的人呢就在这里要听耶稣讲道。And because Jesus worked this miracle, so many people came to hear Jesus teach. 他有医治病人，有讲道， and he was healing the sick and preaching and teaching. 跟住呢，呢度话佢一路讲一路做呢三日嘅，啲人都唔肯翻屋企。And Jesus continued on for 3 days, and the people didn't want to go home. 你谂下，唔知系三日三夜定三日两夜。I don't know if it's 3 days and three nights or if it's 3 days and two nights, but it's a long time. 是一个可能第一个福音会议， maybe that's the first gospel camp. You know, 耶稣在这里又讲道， 又行神迹， and Jesus is teaching and working miracles. 真的很刺激啊。我们圣经没说我们听耶稣讲什么道，但我们可以估一估。You know, the Bible here doesn't tell us what he was teaching, but we can make some guesses.在马太福音有一个叫登山部分，有马太福音第五章一路到第八章，可能耶稣讲过啲咁嘅嘢。And you know, in Matthew, in the book of Matthew, chapter 5 to chapter 8 is the Sermon on the Mount. Maybe Jesus was teaching things like that. 或者喺福音书里边有好多个比喻，或者耶稣系讲好多个比喻俾佢听。In other parts of the gospel, we see Jesus giving a lot of parables, and maybe he was teaching a lot of parables. 但系三日啲人唔肯走。But for 3 days, they wouldn't leave. 那你想想，三日他都没嘢食的。And for 3 days, they had nothing to eat. 所以他在这里禁食祷告，听耶稣讲到三日。And so they're praying and fasting and listening to Jesus teach for 3 days. 你愿不愿意？如果耶稣今天来到澳门，你会不会坐在这里三日都不肯走？ Would you be willing to stay for 3 days if Jesus came to Macau today and start teaching? 我想我愿意的。如果耶稣来了4、5日、6日，一个星期我都不走。If Jesus came, I'd be there for a week and without leaving. 因为耶稣讲到不同我们一般人讲，是不是？ Because when Jesus teaches, it's different. 那这班人呢，耶稣要打发他回家，带他回家，要他吃东西。But Jesus said, before they go home, you know, give them something to eat. And 这里耶稣是圣经里面唯一的地方说，我怜悯他们。And here, this is the only place in the Bible that Jesus says, I have compassion on them. 耶稣就是关心这班人。And Jesus had compassion, he was concerned for them. 因为他说，如果打发他回来，路途当中他会肚饿晕倒。And Jesus says, if we send them home with nothing to eat, in the middle of the way, they're going to get faint and they're going to fall over. 所以耶稣说，给耶稣食先。So Jesus said, give them something to eat. 看得到呀，耶稣明白他的需要。Jesus understood their needs. 耶稣是对他有关心有怜悯。And Jesus had compassion and mercy on them. 弟兄姊妹，我告诉你，耶稣都明白你的需要。You know, Jesus also knows your needs. 耶稣都是有对你一切的事，他是有体谅的心，他有明白，他知道你的辛苦。And Jesus understands what you're going through. He knows your pain and your difficulties. 耶稣会关心。在这里我觉得有一样东西很奇妙。有一次耶稣禁食祷告40天。You know, there's an amazing thing here that we can see. One time Jesus was praying and fasting for 40 days. 过了40天之后呢，他那个肚就开始饿。跟着魔鬼来跟他讲话，将石头变面包。And after 40 days, Jesus got hungry, and Satan came to him and said, turn the rocks into bread. 魔鬼来引诱他，用他的神能权柄将石头变面包。And so Satan was tempting him to use his own power to make the stones into bread. 耶稣就跟魔鬼讲话，人不单靠食物，乃靠神口里所出的一切话。And Jesus responded and said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. 耶稣没用他的能力 嚟滿足自己嘅需要。And Jesus did not use his power, his authority to satisfy his selfish need. 呢個好重要。但喺呢一度，耶穌見到別人嘅需要，耶穌就用佢嘅能力嚟滿足到別人嘅需要。But Jesus here had compassion on the multitudes. He saw their need and he was willing to use his power to meet their needs. 所以佢冇為自己用，但佢為別人做。So he didn't do it for himself, but he did it for others. 耶穌係咁有愛心。And Jesus has that kind of love for you. 所以耶穌呢就係跟住叫門徒呢將食物俾佢哋嘅。咁門徒就回答喺第四節至到第六節，我哋睇下。So Jesus told the disciples to feed them, and this is what the disciples said in verse 4 and 6. 門徒回答說：在這野地從哪裡能得餅，叫這些人吃飽呢？耶穌問他說：你們有多少餅？他們說：七個。他吩咐眾人坐在地上，就拿着这七个饼祝福了，擘开递给门徒，叫他们摆开，门徒就摆在众人面前。大家记唔记得早几个礼拜我哋睇耶稣将五饼二鱼分俾人系咪 ？Do you remember a couple weeks ago we talked about Jesus feeding the multitudes with five loaves and two fish？ 耶稣系嗰阵时用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人。And Jesus used five loaves and two fish to feed 5,000 people. 在这里呢就有在第七节说有4,000人的，不是第七节，是第九节，说有4,000人，有七个饼和有些小鱼。And in verse 9 it says that there are 4,000 people and he had seven loaves and some small fish.这个是第二次做类似的同神迹的。And this is the second time to do a similar miracle. 好似耶稣又医一个病人的，一个又盲眼医治他，跟着过几天又医治另一个盲人一样。It's like Jesus healing one person who's blind, and then a couple days later healing another person that's blind. 或者医治一个麻风病人，跟着过一个月后又医治第二个麻风病。Or like he's healed one leper and then a month later healing a different leper. 这个是两个不同的事件，但是类似的神迹。These are two separate instances, but they're the similar type of miracle. 耶稣就可以用这个能力来分食物给人。And Jesus had the power to give food to people. 但最奇妙呢，看看门徒的反应。But the most amazing thing is looking at the disciples' response. 如果你啱啱做几日前发生过喺前一两章里边见到五饼二鱼嘅神迹，又再遇到咁嘅情况，门徒嘅反应系有啲奇怪。Knowing what happened in just a chapter or two before, just a few days earlier, the response of the disciples is very unusual. 门徒就好似话：，哎呀，我哋冇嘢俾佢食，叫佢走啊！我哋边度买饭俾佢哋啊嘛？ And the disciples are like saying, hey, you know, we don't have anything to feed them with, you know, just send them home, you know, how are we going to buy food?
门徒应该说，耶稣，我相信你之前用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人，这班人你有办法，我们信你，你怎么？
They should have said to Jesus, Lord, you did it with five loaves and two fish to 5,000 people, you can handle this. What are you going to do? Teach us.
但他不是，他好像忘记了的。
But they didn't, it's like they forgot.
他们有个叫短暂记忆。
They had a short memory lapse.
他们不记得了耶稣有这些能力。
They forgot that Jesus had the power.
弟兄姊妹，在你人生里面，你有没有记得耶稣昨天做的作为？
Can you remember what Jesus did for you yesterday?
我去访问，谁记得上个月我讲什么道？
Does anyone remember what I taught a month ago?
上个月讲咩道 ？How about last week？ 上个星期讲咩道？记唔记得
？Do you remember what I taught last week？
如果你系经历过神一啲嘅作为，有时我哋人好得意嘅。我今日得到一啲好好嘅祝福，但系过咗一个月后，再遇到困难，
似乎咧我成个世界崩溃，因为我唔记得咗上个月嘅恩典。
Maybe I receive a blessing today, and then 1 month later, when I meet another problem,
I forget the blessing that I received and my whole world just caves in because I'm losing faith.
門徒就是這樣, 他面對同一個問題, 有耶穌在他身邊, 但他忘記了耶穌是有能力。
And the disciples are like that. Jesus is with them. They're facing a similar situation, but they forgot that Jesus has the power.
耶稣是用怜悯面对这个压力问题。
And Jesus is using mercy to face this challenge.
在第七节至第九节,
look in verse 7 and verse 9.
又有几条小鱼耶稣祝福了就吩咐也 摆在众人面前，众人都吃并且吃得饱了，收拾剩下的零碎有七个篮子，人数约有4000。耶稣打发他们走了。这个话人数约有4000，是马太福音记载同一个经历，就话男人除了女人以外都有4000。
In Matthew, it records the same. It says that aside from the men, there were 4,000 men aside from the women and children.
So it could have been over 10,000 people.
四福音都记载五饼二鱼的神迹，只有马太福音同埋马可福音记载呢个神迹。
And the four Gospels all record the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and only Matthew and Mark record this miracle.
但是这个神迹都是真实的,
but this miracle happened.
有一个大家要想一想, 耶稣在哪一个地方做这个神迹?
Think about it for a minute, where Jesus was at when this miracle happened.
上个星期我们知道耶稣去到这个加波利地区,
and last week we said that Jesus went to the area of Decapolis.
底加波利的地区呢，真系好有意思，因为底加波利地区有一个城市叫格拉森。
Because in the place of Decapolis, there's one city called Gazarene.
佢话之前睇到耶稣呢，就曾经去格拉森嘅时候，有个鬼附身嘅人。
And before Jesus went to the land of the Gazarenes, and there is a demon-possessed man.
跟住耶稣将个鬼赶出去入猪群。 有2,000只猪走落山崖,
and the demon left this man and went into the pigs, and 2,000 pigs went down the mountain.
有没有记得这件事?
跟着格拉森的人走出来说, 耶稣赶你走,
and then the people from the Gazarenes, they said, Jesus, get out of here.
那个被鬼附着呢，央求耶稣说，让我同你一起去。 耶稣说不好，你回去将我在你身上所做的事见证。 给你亲戚朋友,
and that man that was demon possessed and was healed, he said, I want to go with you, Jesus. And Jesus said, no, go back to your homeland and tell people what I did for you.
有没有可能是这个格拉森的人周围在底加波利的地区呢周围告诉人耶稣释放我于是这4000多人走来就要听耶稣讲到三天。
Could it be that this demon-possessed Gazarene man went through the cities of Decapolis and told them what Jesus did for him? And now when Jesus comes back, they all come to hear Jesus teach.
弟兄姊妹,圣经没有说清楚,是一个假设。如果是,多厉害,神可以释放你,用得着你的生命,是影响很多其他人认识耶稣。
The Bible doesn't tell us if that's what happened, but it's a possibility. And if it's a possibility, Jesus can do the same for you. As he sets you free, as he changes your life, he can use you to influence many other people to come to Jesus.
五饼二鱼,七饼几个小鱼,神都做同一个神迹。 5 loaves and 2 fish, 7 loaves and many small fish. God can do many things.
于是我们看第10节和11节。 So now let's continue on in verse 10 and 11. 随即同门徒上船，来到大马路他境内，法利赛人出来盼问耶稣，求他从天上显个神迹给他们看，想要试探他。
As soon as Jesus sent the people away, they got in a boat and they went to another place.
And they got off this boat and the Pharisees came out and asked Jesus to do a miracle.
你想想, 耶稣刚刚做了很厉害的神迹,
法利赛人现在又靠做神迹。 Think about it. Jesus just worked a mighty miracle and now the Pharisees are saying, do a miracle.
耶稣行了很多神迹, 上个星期他医治聋哑的人士,
and last week we saw Jesus healed the deaf and dumb man.
耶稣做无数的神迹给他看,
and Jesus did so many miracles for them to see.
但法利赛人好像那些看不过眼, 湿湿碎, 我们不要这些的。
It's like the Pharisees are saying, I don't recognize those miracles, those are nothing, and I'm not going to accept that. I want a real miracle.
好像说,很多现今的人都是有这种心态。
It's like so many people today have the same attitude.
除非我亲眼见到我不信,
and unless I see it with my own eyes, I'm not going to believe it.
所以那个神是真叫他立刻有雷闪电行雷劈死我。
And so if your God is real, have lightning come out of heaven and strike me dead.
是吗?你听过人家这样说吗?你的神真的立刻求神给100万显示在我眼前,有100万出现我就信他了。
Or they say, oh, if your God's so real, you know, pray and have $1 million appear before me, and if that happens, I'll believe in it.
很多人有这样的心态。
So many people ask for that kind of miracle.
你告诉他,不是我生命改变,耶稣是祝福我,给我平安。
You say, no, God's changed my life, he's blessed me, now I've had peace.
他说,我不要那些。
He said, no, I don't want that.
我以前吸毒,神改变了我,我现在不吸毒。
I used to be on drugs, and God changed me, now I'm not on drugs.
是你才对,是这样才对,心理作用,精神寄托。
Oh, that's good for you, God changed your life, you know, you've got a crutch. If it works for you, that's okay.
我们说,靠神迹。
你靠什么神迹?
We say, I'm looking for a miracle. What kind of a miracle?
耶稣刚刚做了一个很奇妙的神迹。 法利赛人说,我不要这些,我要你做另外一些。 And Jesus just worked a mighty miracle, and the Pharisees are saying, I don't want that kind of a miracle. I want another type of miracle.
他说,有天。
They wanted a miracle in the heavens.
他们要那些出神入化那些,有闪电,有光彩,有火光,有什么都好.
They want these mighty, you know, spectacular supernatural events to happen.
你想想,如果耶稣可以做一个神迹,就立刻拍手指, 天变黑,接着再拍手指,天变橙,拍手指,天变蓝色, 哇!
It's like, you know, he snaps his finger and everything turns black. He snaps it again and everything turns orange. And then again in purple. And everyone, whoa.
接着忽然间耶稣拍手指, 整个山起身,抛来抛去,抛来抛去,
and then he snaps his finger and the whole mountain picks up and he's just throwing it around.
哇,各位都, 哇,你是神!
And everyone said, man, you're God.
其实他要求好像以利亚,
教育圣经以利亚是做神迹很奇怪,
又从天而降有火出来,
you know, the miracles that Elijah did, he had fire coming out of heaven.
法利赛人说,你做好像以利亚那样的神迹,
or maybe they wanted him to do something like Moses.
或者要好像摩西那些神迹,
知不知道摩西做什么神迹? You know what kind of miracles that Moses did?
有支杖摆下变蛇,
you know, he had a staff and he put it down and it became a snake.
或者摩西又拍手指,跟着黄虫来到,
and then Moses would snap his fingers and, well, he didn't snap his fingers, but then all the locusts would come, or, you know, the gnats, or, you know, eye cup,
sub joy.
Like the plagues in Egypt.
他要求这些东西。为什么?
Why did they want this kind of a miracle?
因为似乎他们挑剔耶稣,说你做的是玩小魔术,你做的是欺骗人,蒙蔽人眼睛,我们要一定的真正证明你是不是神。
It's like they're coming against Jesus and saying, all these miracles you are working, you're just doing magic tricks. You're just pulling the wool over people's eyes. You're deceiving people. You're not doing real miracles. We want to see if you really are the Son of God.
但是他的出发点，他假设耶稣是假，是流嘢，所以他做不到，所以挑剔他。你是不是？你照给我看。
And so they really didn't believe that Jesus was the Messiah. They didn't think he should do it. So they're just like getting angry.
You do it. Come on. Yeah, yeah, see. Come on. Can you do it?
如果他真的相信他是尼赛亚，他不会这样的心态，谁够胆？ If they really believed he was the Son of God, the Messiah, who would be willing to talk to Jesus in that way?
求神迹，显神能俾我睇。They're asking for miracles that Jesus would prove that he was the Son of God.
其实他的眼是蒙蔽的。
Their eyes are blinded.
他的耳是蒙塞。
Their ears are stopped up.
他没办法睇到。今时今日好多人都是这么一样。
And today so many people are the same.
今时今日，现代人咧就好似法利赛人，佢乜都唔信。
And so many people today are like the Pharisees, and they don't believe in anything.
佢话宗教系迷信，我系信科学。
Religion is just superstition. I believe in science.
除非能够喺实验室里边证明，我都唔会相信。
Unless you can put it in a laboratory and test it with an experiment, I do not believe it.
现代人的心是这样，科学给我们这个 的挑战，就是真正的知识是能够体验到、实验到，信仰是不可以实验，所以不是真正的知识。
Modern science and postmodern age of they teach that, you know, experience needs to be tested and examined.And faith cannot be tested and examined, and so faith is not an experience.
佢可能现代人就会话：如果你啱用，系你啱，系对你好，对我唔好。
And maybe in the postmodern era, they say, "Well, if it works for you, that's good for you, but it's not good for me."
另外有啲人话：你就欺骗自己。
And other people say, "Well, you're just deceiving yourself."
有些人说是这么啱善，是偶然发生的，你以为是神做，其实不是神的。
And some people say it's just a coincidence. You thought God did that, but God didn't really do it. It just happened at the right time.
巧合的嘛，是不是？
我有癌症，一路睇紧医生化疗，医生说我应该死得半年命，十年后我都不死得。嘿，你是那些其中一个就是治好的，在药物治你，不是耶稣治你。
So I'm a cancer patient, and the doctor said I've got 6 months to live, and 10 years later I'm still alive, and they just say, hey, you know, you're just one of the lucky ones, you know, the medicine helped for you.
无论发生什么神迹，现代人都可以找藉口推翻否认。
And no matter what miracle happens, the modern man can find a way to explain it away and not accept it.
弟兄姊妹，我们好像法利赛人一样。
We're so much like the Pharisees.
看十二节， look at verse 12.
耶稣心里深深的叹息说，这世代为什么求神迹呢？我实在告诉你们，没有神迹给这世代看。
In verse 12, Jesus said, after giving a sigh, that this world, this generation seeks for a sign, and no sign will be given to it.
其实法利赛人要求耶稣做嘅嘢咧，同魔鬼要求耶稣做嘅嘢一样。
You know, the Pharisees are asking Jesus to do something just like Satan asked him to do.
有一次，魔鬼嚟试探耶稣，就同佢讲话：带你上圣殿，喺个高顶嗰度，你跳落嚟啦！天使会保护你，你会冇事落到地下。
One time, Satan came to Jesus and said.Took him up to the high pinnacle of the temple and said, jump off. Because God's angels will carry you and you'll be safe. You'll come down on the ground.
其实魔鬼的意思就是说，在圣殿那里跳下来呢，你就会好像超人跳，跟着慢慢上落地，跟住呢一落到地，大家会见到你哒哒哒哒，你坐啊，你到，大家敬拜我。 And then you know, Jesus is going to take him up to the temple. He jumps off in front of all these people like Superman. The angels carry him down in slow motion. You know, he comes down and he lands, and everyone just bows before him. They say, oh, it's Super Messiah in front of us. Oh, let's worship him. Spider-Man? No. 如果咁样做，哇！以色列人即刻全部，哇！你真系厉害，我信你啦，信你。If he did that, all the Jewish people would say, "You are the Messiah." 有边个咁样由高处跌落嚟咁慢吞吞？或者耶稣即刻发神功，跟住咧变十倍大，又慢慢飘上高天，哇！I just think, you know, all of a sudden he does some magic trick, you know, he expands to 10 times his size and he floats up in the air, you know, like a kung fu artist. And then everybody's, wow! And everybody's, wow, this is so amazing.
如果耶稣做这些这样的神迹，假如这样做，个个都说你真是厉害啊，你知不知道问题在哪里？
Let's say Jesus did that and they all saw it and they said, you are the Messiah. Do you know what the problem would be?
如果这样耶稣不需要钉十字架哦。
If he did that, he would not have to die on the cross.
因为犹太人接受他的理财，谁钉死他？
Because if the Jews accepted him as the Messiah, who's going to crucify him?
耶稣来到世界做什么先？
Why did Jesus come?
他来到要为你钉十字架。
He came to die for you.
他要钉十字架先可以赎罪。
He needed to die on the cross to forgive us of our sins.
如果他没钉死在十字架，你和我死在罪恶的里面。
And if he didn't die on the cross, you and I are dead in our sins.
耶稣不可以做这些这样的神迹，因为这样做神迹没人会钉死他。
Because Jesus couldn't do any of these amazing miracles, because if he did, nobody would crucify him.
所以耶稣说，这个神迹我都不给你看，在马太福音加下去，马可福音没说。
And then in the book of Matthew, it continues on, and Mark, it doesn't say this.
马太福音说，除了约拿的神迹。
And then Matthew says, except the miracle or the sign of Jonah.
约拿的神迹是什么神迹啊？ And what was the sign of Jonah? 约拿呢，就神给个指令他，吩咐他，他就走去第二个方向坐船，跟着遇到暴风，他抛他落海，有一条大鱼食了他。
And the thing that happened with Jonah, God gave him an errand to do. He didn't want to do it. He ran the other way, got on a boat, and made a big storm, and they threw him into the ocean, and a big fish ate him.
So, 约拿在这个鱼的里，他肚里面三日，请问在鱼的肚里面三日，你可不可以生存？
And so Jonah was in the belly of a fish for 3 days. Can you live in a belly of a fish for 3 days?
三日之后，神叫一条鱼勒他出来。
And after 3 days, God told the fish to spit Jonah out.
这个是象征耶稣从死里复活。
And this is a sign of Jesus rising from the dead.
所以耶稣说，除了约拿的神迹，我不给神迹你看。
And so Jesus is saying, aside from the miracle of Jonah, I'm not going to give you a miracle.
他的意思就是说，我你要求的大神迹，我就从死里复活做给你看。
And what he's saying is, you want a miracle? I'll give you a miracle. I'll rise from the dead.
马太福音讲，马可福音没讲。
In Matthew, that's what Jesus said. It's not recorded in the book of Mark.
感谢主，耶稣没向这个试探屈服。如果不是，你和我都会灭亡。
Praise God that Jesus didn't give in to this temptation, because if he did, you and I would be perished.
耶稣就是都讲过呢，他讲拉撒路 同埋财主嘅故事，耶稣都讲过一样嘢。
And when Jesus was talking about Lazarus and the rich man, Jesus said this:
亚伯拉罕说，若不听从摩西和先知的话，就是有一个从死里复活的，他们也不信。
He's talking about it. Abraham said that unless if they don't listen to Moses and the prophets, even if somebody rose from the dead, they're not going to listen to him.
你记唔记得多马当耶稣从死里复活？多马耶稣一个门徒都话，除非我亲眼见到，除非我亲手摆喺佢钉痕，我都唔信。
You remember what Thomas said when Jesus rose from the dead and he's a disciple? He said, unless I see it with my own eyes and put my hand in his wounds, I will not believe it.
跟住耶稣显然俾多马睇，佢话多马，多马就走埋嚟，我的主，我的神。
And then Jesus appeared to Thomas. Thomas saw him and he said, my Lord, my God.
耶稣跟住同多马讲咩话？你信，因为你见，但系嗰啲信而不见嘅人有福了。
And Jesus said to Thomas, you believe because you've seen, but those who believe and have not seen, they are blessed.
弟兄姊妹，你同埋我未见过耶稣，但你信唔信耶稣？
You and I haven't seen Jesus, but do you believe in Jesus?
我哋始终要用信心嚟接受耶稣。
We have to come to Jesus in faith.
科学冇办法解释清楚有冇神存在。
You know, you cannot prove clearly through science if God is real or not.
我哋可以睇好多嘅科学，我哋可以系知道，因为一啲嘅科学嘅嘢，我哋可以估计啊，应该有个创造者，应该有个设计师等等，但我哋唔可以真真正正证明有神存在。
We can use science and we can look at things and we can say that because of what we study in science, yes, there should be a creator behind all this. Yes, there should be a designer who put it all together. But we cannot say without a shadow of a doubt, scientifically, that science proves God exists.
所以科学永远都系有呢个矛盾。
And so there's always this problem with science.
如果你只信科学，你永远要睇到系证明先信。但系世界上有好多嘢你冇办法证明。
And so with science, if you only believe in science, you have to prove it before you believe it. But the fact of life is there's so many things that you cannot prove in life that you have to take by faith.
信神就系其中一样嘢。你一定要有信心接受先可以得到。
And you have to have faith, otherwise you cannot accept Jesus.
今日耶稣面对呢个挑战呢，佢嘅反应系点？
And when Jesus met this challenge, what did he do?
你睇十三节，
look in verse 13. 他就离开他们，又上船往海那边去了。
He left.好多人会挑剔你，好多人会挑战你嘅信仰。佢即系想辩论，想同你拗叫。佢真系冇认真想了解福音。你唔好同佢嘥时间，你走啦，唔好同佢辩论。
You know, there are many people that just want to challenge you and come against you and argue and debate. Do what Jesus did. They don't really want to find the answer. Don't waste your time. Walk away.
你同佢辩论辩来辩去咧，解决唔到啲乜嘢。
You know, spending times, hours with him in endless debates not going to solve anything.
耶稣就系走，急急脚走。And Jesus left in a hurry. 佢冇屈服，佢同门徒再上船。
And he got in the boat with his disciples and left.
而家翻到啱啱开始十四节。
And now we're back to where we started.
In verse 14.
门徒在船上没有饼食，耶稣就叫他提放法利赛人的酵。
And the disciples are back in the boat, no bread to eat. And Jesus said, be careful of the leaven of the Pharisees.
我们这样看，理所当然耶稣说的刚刚发生过一件事。As we look at it, it's obvious what Jesus is saying. He's talking about what just happened. 耶稣又给食物的人吃，法利赛人又求神迹，现在你讲这些东西。 And Jesus just fed the 4,000 with bread, and now the Pharisees are asking for a miracle. Yeah, of course, that's what Jesus is talking about.
法利赛人不是门徒呢，是怎样
都有这个短暂记忆。 But the disciples again suffered from short-term memory loss.
他那天发生的事他完全没办法连串起来。And that day, all the things that happened, they couldn't put it together.
So he 以为耶稣闹他没有带食物来，
他明知急急上翻船，但是点有时间执嘢食嘛。And they knew that they had to get on the boat in a hurry. They knew that they had to get back in. The, you know, it wasn't a plan. Where are they going to get bread?
但他都以为耶稣闹他， but they still thought that Jesus was yelling at them. 好，因为时间关系。简简单单烤面包的烤呢，是等于罪，等于不信，等于邪恶。
Just very briefly, the leaven represents sin. It represents evil, and it represents unbelief.
因为你做面包呢，拿啲发酵粉呢，放在面包里面，啲面包先会发大。
Because when you make bread or cakes and you put a little bit of leaven in there, then it will expand and grow.
So if you don't put fa hao fa ne, di ye ho lan sik.
And if you don't put leaven in it, it's very hard to eat. It doesn't taste good.
Dan ni fang ni fa hao fa hai do ne, zhe ho fa ne, jing guo yan man fang xiu xiu, gan ju shang go mian tuan ne, dou bian zhe fa hao ge.
And so if you put a little bit of leaven in it overnight and you keep it there, then the whole thing of dough will become leavened the next day.
少少发酵粉已经会系好短时间蔓延到全团
，and just a little bit of leaven in just a short time will expand into the whole thing.
所以耶稣嘅意思啊，不信、疑惑、罪恶，如果我哋系唔小心咧，好容易蔓延影响我哋嘅。
So what Jesus is saying is that unbelief.Evil, sin, doubt, if we get a little bit in there, it's going to grow. It's going to grow fast.
它太快蔓延了，一个影响十个，十个影响一百个。
And one person will infect 10, and 10 will infect 100.
不知不觉呢，就全部都是不信、疑惑。
And before you know it, these thoughts of doubt and unbelief are circulating all over the place.
耶稣说小心这样。
And Jesus is saying, don't, beware of this, don't do it.
所以有人来挑战你的信仰，用科学的证据，什么什么啊，没可能，没可能。是啊，是啊，是啊。跟着你跟一个人说，是啊，哦，是啊，我都，哎呀，我不信，我都不信，以后都不信。
You know, somebody comes and they challenge you with some difficult questions, you know, and then you go and talk to your friend about it. You say, yeah, that's, amen. And then before you know it, I'm not going to believe that anymore. Wow.
好容易传来传去传来传去。
耶稣的意思是这个，提防小心，法利赛人的口。
Beware, be careful of the leaven of the Pharisees.
反而耶稣是叫我们怎谦卑接受。
What Jesus is telling us to do is be humble and accept in faith.
谦卑接受，有个虚心接受耶稣的爱。
Be humble and receive God's love.
凭信心，不要用理性分析。
Do it in faith, not through intellect and reason.
因为靠证据是有限，迟早，无论你怎样有几多个证据。你都要用信心
Because asking for evidence and proof, there's a limit. And there comes a time where you just have to say, I accept it in faith.
好像有一个很出名的无信论者，他是记者，他不信，他是受挑战，要证明基督教是假，于是他去调查前，他是很犀利，他去美国很多的牧师神父、神职人员去访问他，他的原因呢就要拿料来反驳，证明他的错。
And there's Lee Strobel, famous atheist who became a Christian, is a reporter who went around trying to prove
that he took the challenge to prove that Christianity is false. So he went about the way of interviewing pastors, priests, religious leaders to find out the answers so that he could prove them wrong.
在这个过程当中呢, 他拿些最挑剔、最麻烦、最复杂的问题来问他。
You know, what he did is he took the most difficult questions, the philosophical questions, the good and evil questions, all these real hard to answer questions, and those are the ones he posed to these people.
结果呢, 他因为他答案, 他说我要信耶稣, 他归向信耶稣。
And then at the end of his research, he discovered that he became a Christian because the evidence is too hard.
证据在这里, 信耶稣是应该，但系个问题始终你都要决定信唔信。
You know the evidence is there; it's very powerful evidence. But in the end, you have to choose to believe.
最后我哋睇最后嗰几节17至到21
And just in the very final closing, just look at the very last few verses.
因为耶稣呢，一轮嘴用9个问题发问俾门徒。
Because Jesus, just like a rapid machine gun, he gave out 9 questions to the disciples.
9个问题一口气嘅, 9 questions in one breath.
可能耶稣如果问你呢啲问题，你会点答佢？
If Jesus asked you the same questions, how would you respond?
第17节，耶稣看出来说，就说：你们为什么求？ 为什么因为没有饼就议论呢? 你们还不散悟，还不明白么? 你们的心还是愚盲么? 你们的眼睛看不见么? 有耳朵听不见吗? 也不记得吗? 我麦饼那5个饼分给5000人， 你们收拾的零碎装满了多少篮子呢? 他们说12个，又麦开7个饼分给4000人，你们收拾的零碎装满了多少篮子呢？他们说7个，21节第9个问题，耶稣说，你们还是不明白吗？
9 questions all in a row.
其实耶稣这样问他呢，就是提醒他，我做过这么多事，你还不记得，你不明白啊？
Jesus is saying, I've done so many things, I've done so many things, you still don't understand.
弟兄姊妹，你下次遇到问题， 耶稣可能来到跟你这样说， 或者你自己问自己。
And maybe next time you face a problem and a difficulty, Jesus is going to ask you the same questions. Or maybe you should ask yourself.
你记得曾经耶稣怎样祝福你， 你记得耶稣曾经为你做过什么事， 你记得耶稣曾经是帮过你什么事。
数算神的恩典。 下次遇到问题，唔好咁惊青，唔好咁腾晒鸡。耶稣都系明白，耶稣曾经帮过我，今日都会帮我。
And so as you remember what Jesus has done for you in the past, and you look and you count the blessings of what he's done for you in the past, and he did this for you, and he helped you in that way, and you count them each day, and then you remember, God's helped me in the past, he's going to help me this time when I face a new trial.
系咪?
一定会嘅。 耶稣曾经帮，今日都会帮。 And if Jesus helped me in the past, he's going to help again. 有时我们有短暂记忆，我们忘记了。 And so often we have short-term memory loss and we forget what he's done.
感谢主， 耶稣有怜悯的心，所以行神迹。
Jesus had compassion, so he worked miracles out of compassion.
法利赛人就挑剔耶稣求神迹。 The Pharisees were just coming against Jesus in criticism and demanding a miracle.
门徒呢，见到神迹，但系不明白。
And the disciples, they saw the miracles, but they didn't understand.
今日你系点样？
How about you today?
你见到耶稣嘅神迹，见到耶稣系你生命嘅作为，
你信佢吗？ When you see Jesus working, when you see his miracles, he's doing something in your life, do you believe it? 你可以信靠他吗? Can you trust him and believe him?
愿神帮助我们对主更有信心。
May Lord help us to have
stronger faith. 让神俾我哋系更加经历佢嘅作为。And may God help us that we can experience more of Him in our lives. 愿意我哋呢个星期呢学耶稣有怜悯，唔好挑剔。And maybe we can even follow the example of Jesus of having compassion and not being nitpicking on other people. 我一齐祈祷。Let's pray. 主耶稣，我哋多谢你喺呢个经文虽然系比较长，但我哋都睇得到你系怜悯我哋，你都有能力，你唔系做嗰啲即系睇嚟好神神化化嗰啲咁嘅神迹，你系好温柔，做一啲好现实帮助我哋生命嘅事情。可能是看来是小事，但是我们将很多一连串你为我们所做的事情，我们发现到主耶稣你做很多的。主要让我们不要做一个忘恩负义的人，我们经历到你的作为，经历到你的帮助，跟着过了一段时间好像忘记发生过。主要求你让我们可以天天诉说你的恩典，天天记得你为我们所作是感恩赞美。所以主要靠你给我们更大的信心去仰望你。我们不想有法利赛人这个敲，我们不想有这个的不信，我们不想有这个疑惑。主要靠你给我们一个单纯的谦卑的心来相信依靠你。神啊，我们多谢你，求你祝福我们当中每一个朋友，无论是新的或者是来了很久，都求主帮助我们去明白。我们多谢主听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。 麦兔之后开山会。